Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Building relationships with other high-quality contractors and other trades promotes your services and increases your credibility. Networking partners do not need to be resold over and over again, and your network of partners establishes your company as a professional throughout your service area. By the way, did I mention that the networking process increases your sales and profits? The opportunity is huge. Did you know there are over 40-plus trades that you can possibly network with? To establish a smooth-running networking team requires a system. This month, Barry McCoy of the My Fort Knox Marketing Group is going to share the details of a networking system that has worked wonders in their business. It has increased sales and profits while at the same time dramatically reducing their marketing cost. Now take a deep breath, find a comfortable chair, and get ready to take notes on how to build a very effective and profitable networking referral base.
Hello, this is Barry McCoy, president of the My Fort Knox Marketing Group, and I'd like to take a few minutes today to sell you on an idea. 4 years ago, I was a frustrated contractor. We were spending over $6,000 a month advertising in traditional mediums like the Yellow Pages, newspapers, coupon books, and radio. After years of following these traditional avenues of marketing, I was watching my expenses skyrocket, my sales leveling off, and my profits evaporating. Even worse, I couldn't see any way off of what seemed like a never-ending treadmill where I looked and sounded like every other contractor in town. Today, I'm not in the Yellow Pages. I don't buy ads in the newspaper or coupon books, and we've reduced our overall advertising budget by over $50,000 a year. What changed? Well, quite frankly, my marketing philosophy changed as I began testing and developing a strategy based on top-quality service and relationship building with other home improvement contractors. And that's what I want to share with you today in Blueprint for Successful Networking. I'd like to begin by asking several questions about your company. Number one, do you offer consistent, high quality, and professional service? Do you stand behind your work and guarantee customer satisfaction? And finally, would the majority of your customers use you again? If your answer to each of these is yes, then I'm going to show you how this powerful strategy can turn your good name into more sales and consistent higher profits. Now, all of us are involved in marketing our companies. Whether we label it advertising, networking, relationship building, or partnerships, it's a part of the marketing process. What we're all trying to do is find a group of people who know about our company, trust our service, and will call us when they need that service performed. In addition, we all evaluate our marketing. We determine things like our cost per exposure. We compute our return on investment, and we study the contacts versus closings for each advertising campaign. Why? Because we want to determine which advertising mediums are the most effective and profitable for our service. Now, I'd like to tell you about a very successful ad. It ran for just one weekend in the Atlanta Journal, and here's what it read. Companion wanted. Single black female seeks companionship. Ethnicity unimportant. I'm a very good-looking girl who loves to play. I love long walks in the woods, riding in your pickup truck, hunting, camping, fishing trips, and cozy winter nights lying by the fire. Candlelight dinners will have me eating out of your hands. I'll be at the front door when you get home from work wearing only what nature gave me. Kiss me and I'm yours. Call 555-345-5768 and ask for Daisy. Now, doesn't that ad just sound alluring? It just makes you want to, well, pick up the phone. In Atlanta, over 1,500 men answered this ad and found themselves talking with, well, you may have guessed it, the Atlanta Humane Society about their 8-week-old black Labrador retriever. Yeah, advertising is great. You look at the ad, you read the copy, you see the pictures, but you're never really quite sure what you're going to get when you respond. Now, for these next few minutes, I'm going to give you a snapshot overview of the strategy we've developed for our company. I'll try to give you as many details in our short time, but my real goal is to get you thinking about what this marketing approach could do for your firm. I'm going to divide our sessions into three categories. Number one, preparation and organization, getting your office ready to make a strong start. Number two, marketing tools. We're going to look at three powerful pieces that shout professionalism and quality. And finally, number three, establishing these relationships, how to earn the trust of every potential partner. So let's get started. Why networking can be so profitable? Now, let me begin by clarifying that we are not suggesting that networking is going to replace general advertising. We know that newspaper, yellow page, television, radio, and direct marketing is a very, very vital element in getting the word out about every service company. What we are suggesting is that networking and partnership can be an extremely valuable addition to anyone's marketing strategy. So let's begin by simply comparing the two. As I've talked with contractors across the United States and Canada, I have been asking them to give me some feedback about their advertising and marketing programs. What I'm hearing is that many of them believe that advertising is losing much of its effectiveness, that the message is getting lost in the huge volume of ads that are presented to consumers every day. I'm having men and women tell me that their advertising seems to be losing its value because it costs more and more money for less and less exposure, which then brings less and less response. I'm also hearing that they believe that advertising is losing its credibility, that homeowners who have been hit with phony sales, discounts, and bait and switch are tired of advertising that doesn't really tell the story. And then advertising has very little long-term impact, that the idea of developing top-of-mind awareness is a little more than a myth for the average company because they simply don't have the capital to run the number of ads and the consistency of ads to ever hope to bring their company name to the top of anybody's mind. It seems like general advertising has become an endless treadmill of trying to find new prospects. The cost of yellow pages in newspaper, radio, and television, direct mail is going up and up and up to a public that doesn't seem to want to hear like they may have in years past. Now let's look at just some of the truths about networking and partnerships. Now, most contractors that I talk to tell me that they understand that the whole idea of building a referral network is a good one. In fact, I've talked to many contractors who have said, we've tried to develop a program, and indeed we do have some companies that do send us work, and we do subcontract work for some contractors. But what we want to look at is a way that you simply begin contacting and then following up with and offering a different and unique program with contractors that will not just call you occasionally when they might need your service, but contractors who will use you and refer you to those in their circle of influence. Let's just look at partnerships for a moment. First of all, a partner will promote your service for you. They will be in front of their customers that you would really never meet. Also, within the framework of their company, there are receptionists, secretaries, technicians, sales reps, and installers that have the opportunity throughout the day, throughout the week, and throughout the year that people will ask and need to know about your service. Now, a partner will also sell your service over and over again. You see, every day while they are doing their work, it's a potential opportunity to mention your service. So they become a valuable asset to you as the years go by. A partner increases your credibility. You see, there's more power in a recommendation than there is in an advertisement. A partner reduces your competitor's advertising impact. Because you see, a prospect will often stop looking once they receive what in their mind is a qualified referral. A partner doesn't need to be resold again and again and again. Now, the initial contact is sometimes challenging, but once that relationship is established, it doesn't have to be repeated. And then a network establishes professionalism and a great reputation for your company. As your network grows, your reputation is enhanced as more and more contractors and more customers hear your name mentioned as the quality service contractor in your category. Now let's begin looking at the step-by-step process that we're going to use to introduce your company to a large number of valuable partners. First of all, finding the most valuable partners. Now the question is, what type of companies will best lend themselves to creating a referral for your specific service? We have identified over 40 different categories of home improvement and service contractors, and I'm assuming there are probably more. But the important thing is to determine which ones would be most likely to talk with a potential customer or a prospect that would need your service. So we've identified three things. Number one, who would reveal the need for your service? Number two, who would create the need for your service? And number three, who would complement the need for your service? Now, let me explain by using an illustration. Our company is Fresh Air Corps. We are an indoor air quality company, and we do air duct cleaning for residential and commercial clients. So when we looked at these three questions, here are some of the results that we came up with. For example, a company that would reveal the need for air duct cleaning. We found that heating and cooling companies were right at the top of our list. Home inspectors, companies that specialize in dryer vent cleaning. As they're doing their work, inspecting the furnace, cleaning out the dryer vent, or inspecting the home, they would be very, very apt to see the need for air duct cleaning. And we right now have over 80 heating and cooling companies in our area in Central Ohio that actually carry our little referral cards, and we're going to talk about those in subsequent sessions. But we have over 80 of these companies who we have contacted, we've shared our information with, we've developed a partnership relation, and for the last 3 years, we have on average received over $300,000 in air duct cleaning from these companies. The second, creating the need, would be someone that in the process of their normal services would indeed create the need for whatever it is that your service is. For us, we have found that a remodeling company or a handyman service, as they're in, for example, in a kitchen remodel or a bathroom remodel, as they're tearing out cabinets, as they're cutting and installing, when the remodeling work is all done, the good finish step is to have the air duct system cleaned. Companies that do flooring replacement, that are tearing out carpeting and padding or hardwood or parquet flooring. Hardwood refinishing companies that are sanding and creating quite a dust storm during their work. They actually are creating the need to have that ventilation and air duct system cleaned. And then companies that complement air duct cleaning might be, for example, a maid service or a carpet and upholstery cleaner. Someone that as they're in doing their cleanup work would be very apt for someone to say to them, while we're having this done, do you know someone in our area that you would recommend for air duct cleaning? Now, what you're going to do for your specific service is to look at the broad spectrum of home improvement and service contractors that work in your area. Then we're going to create a master list. What we're looking for is somewhere in the 50 to 75 prospect number so that as you begin contacting them, you will then have a master list that will hopefully become the prospects for your network. Now, we have found that contact information initially would include, of course, the company name, the contact and mailing address, and the business telephone number. A simple place to look would, for example, be the Yellow Pages. When we began building our partnership group 3 or 4 years ago, we went to the Yellow Pages and simply went to heating and cooling contractors and began making a master list of firms that were in our area that at that point were not offering air duct cleaning themselves. The Better Business Bureau directory, the Chamber of Commerce directory. If you have the company called Angie's List in your area, you can go online and put in different categories and find companies in your area. If you have someone in your company and in your office that's used to using the World Wide Web, we have found that you can actually go on Google and put in a specific service. For example, well, you might put in heating and cooling and then put in the zip code, and it will bring up several sites that list those companies. Now, if you're in the roofing business or you're a remodeling company, if you're in the landscaping business or the driveway ceiling, it doesn't really matter if your service includes working in the home or small commercial, you're going to be able to build a fairly comprehensive list of companies that you can begin to make that initial introductory contact. Before we move into our next important step, I'd like to share with you my 5 favorite service truck bumper stickers. Number 1, if you can read this, I've lost my trailer. Number 2, so many pedestrians, so little time. Honk if anything falls off. Cover me, I'm changing lanes. And my favorite, if you don't like the way I drive, get off the sidewalk. Okay, now, our next step is organizing and managing our prospect information. We want to turn our attention to organizing all of the data to keep ourselves from drowning in it. With multiple contacts, you will start collecting hundreds of information pieces and follow-up data that will very quickly become unmanageable and overwhelm your efforts. In our experience, this step of the process is where many networking attempts literally fall off the tracks. Now, I recommend that every contractor investigate specialized software that is designed for this type of effort. I talk to too many contractors that begin this process, and their initial step is to try to save as much money as they can. So they try to use their accounting program, or they try to use some basic address book software like ACT or something of that nature. That software is fine, but it simply is not designed to handle all of the different steps of follow-up and contact that a program like this is going to require. So I recommend that you investigate some of the things that are on the market. And then also, as a side note, our company, My Fort Knox Marketing Group, has developed just such a software package, and you're more than welcome to request information and look at how we have laid out the management of this very, very critical step. Now, first of all, our prospect database is where the important information about each one of our contacts is going to be stored. For example, the contractor category, and of course the company name, keyman contact, contact office phone numbers, mailing information, email addresses. And then we're also going to need a place for a call script so that when we begin making our contact phone calls, whether it's the owner or one of the secretaries or the marketing person, everyone is on the same page in terms of the basic first call information. And then information verification areas, follow-up notes. And I can't overemphasize enough that when you begin talking with people that don't know you, you're going to have to be aware of how the process is going to work. If you can imagine someone calling your office, the telephone rings. How many times is it someone selling telephone service or a telemarketer and you don't even get the first half of their sentence out before you hang up on them? Why? Because it's an intrusion on your day. Well, when you begin making initial contacts for your network, the people that answer the phone don't know you. They don't know who you are, and you don't know if just simply 30 seconds ago they didn't get another phone call from a telemarketer and they're just simply not in the mood. Well, what you're going to need to do then is understand that this is a process. It's not a simple process. It's not difficult in terms of how it's done, but many, many companies will become discouraged when they realize that, well, to be honest, companies just simply aren't sitting at their desk waiting for you to call. Then we're going to have to look at the call record. because we're going to want to keep information like the date and time that we called and then the result of that first call. Many times when you call a phone number, you're going to not even get an answer, or you're going to get a machine or an answering service, or if it's an owner-operator, possibly the spouse may answer and just simply answer the phone with the last name, "Hi, this is the Smith residence," because for whatever nature their service company is, they forget from time to time that they should be saying, "Hi, this is Smith Remodeling or Contracting." But all of the information that you're going to hear and what you're going to do as your next step has to have a place to be recorded so that you can easily and simply not only get to it, but look at it and understand what the previous contact was so that you can move forward. Then we need a place to record those that you talk to that simply are not interested. Now, this is where it's also important to understand that when the phone is answered at a company, it may not even be the person that you want to talk to. It may be someone that just simply was out in the warehouse and they noticed that the phone was ringing 3 or 4 or 5 times and nobody was picking it up. So they just simply said, "Hi, this is ABC Plumbing Company," and they may simply be the warehouse manager. And so they may either hang up on you or say, "No, we're not interested." And in reality, you weren't even talking to the key contact person. Or you may have called at a bad time, so you got a negative response. We actually, in an upcoming session, are going to talk to you about our research on some of the best days and some of the best times during those days to call, and also some red flags with times not to call. So maybe you just simply got them at a wrong time and got a bad response. Or they misunderstood the purpose of your call. One of the key factors in developing a partnership and network relationship is you must keep in mind that in these first initial contacts, they don't know you. They don't know why you're calling. They just assume that you are trying to sell them something. And just like you, they're very busy. And so it may take the multiple steps that we're going to share with you to actually get to the key person and get a minute to even explain while you're calling. So we don't want you to get discouraged, but at the same time, you must understand that having a software package and managing all of this information is key to the success of your network. Now let's move to section 2, marketing tools. 3 powerful pieces that shout professionalism and quality. First of all, I'd like to talk about the short business biography. Now, this could just be a simple 1-page document. It doesn't have to be color. It doesn't have to be professionally designed. But it speaks of those things that would be good as an introductory topic. A brief history of your company might include a personal introduction, a short summary of your background and the number of years you've been in business. Secondly, an overview of the services that you perform. And you could mention if you're primarily residential or commercial, and do you have any areas of specialization. 3, memberships in associations. Things like the Better Business Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce, professional associations all lend a feeling of solidity and professionalism about your company. 4, other firms in the area that you may be working with or have worked with in the past, well-known builders or developers. Are you certified for city, county, and state work, or have you ever been involved in a large government-type project? Again, information not for information's sake, but just to lend credence to your professionalism and solidity as a company. 5, projects that you've been involved with. Have you been on office buildings or stores or restaurants or public access projects like schools and hospitals? And then finally, a review of your website with just a short invitation for them to visit you on the web. Now, even though our topic is not the web, let me say that a site doesn't need to be large or complex, but a well-designed, attractive presence on the web once again gives a touch of solidity and professionalism and the stability that every company is looking for when they consider a partner. Now let's look at our second marketing tool, the unique service proposition. I believe that this has become the 1 closing tool for our air duct cleaning company. Several years ago, we discovered that while we were on the telephone talking to prospects, that we were spending an inordinate amount of time explaining the different steps of our process. So we put together, by taking a number of pictures, a 12-step sheet. It's an 8.5 by 11. We have 12 pictures with 12 very short summaries of the different steps of our air duct cleaning process. We had our graphics design studio put together a beautiful design. It's full color, full bleed on heavy stock with a gloss cover. And I would say that this tool has probably been responsible for at least a 15 to 18% uptick in the number of closings with customers that have either downloaded this document from our website or we have sent along with an estimate. Now, the purpose of the what we call the USP, the unique service proposition, is to basically put into a very simple to use and simple to distribute format exactly what any of features or functions of your service that would set you apart from everyone else. You know, we spend thousands of dollars in advertising and marketing trying to get the telephone to ring. And when a prospect responds to our message and calls, their underlying question is, now, why should I use your company over anyone else? And if we can't answer the basic question in 2 minutes or less, there's a pretty good chance that they'll just simply keep looking. So we want to make an impact. Now, there are a lot of different approaches and ideas that you can incorporate into this. Now, we use a step-by-step format because in the air duct cleaning business, it just lends itself to, for example, our first step is we put a vinyl tarp in the driveway so that our truck doesn't leak any oil. Then we talk about the safety features where our fellows will wear white paper booties on their shoes and corner guards as we bring our hoses through the home. Now, every service and every home improvement category will have different features that will set you apart. We have come to believe that one of the most important things in the minds of our customers is even more than our equipment and some of the promises that we make, and I believe even sometimes more than the price. The issue is, when you come into my home, am I going to feel safe, and are you going to protect my home and furnishings as if they were yours? Now, if you've been in the home improvement business for a while, you've heard people talk about other companies that came to their home and whatever the service was. You've heard about roofers that have thrown roofing tiles out and damaged bushes. You've heard about landscaping companies where the fellas tromp through the house with mud on their shoes, painters that don't pull the tarps all the way to the wall and splatters of paint get on the carpet. Every category has its own unique things that we can let down on to disappoint our customers. But this unique service proposition is a way of you thinking through those areas of your service where you can make a real visual impact in a short amount of time. For example, is the type of equipment that you use a factor? Do you offer a specialized process? Do your service techs receive specialized training? When your techs come to their homes, do they have uniforms? Do you use photo IDs? How do you protect the customer's property? Do you offer a pre-inspection before you come to do your service? Is there a guarantee or a warranty? And maybe even what kind of insurance coverage do you carry? Folks oftentimes feel comfortable if they feel like they have a little bit of background on a company. So we have recommended that folks, for example, take a picture of their office staff or their technicians out in front of their building or in front of one of their or more of their service vehicles. Logos from some of your partner companies, pictures that actually show the process as it's being completed in the home. Your trucks, your fleet, the equipment in use, different features that you may have. For example, if you're a painting contractor, do you ever use a cherry picker? A picture of the fellows up in the bucket, being able to reach a certain part of the building without doing damage to the landscaping. All of these different ideas can be incorporated into this single sheet, the unique service proposition. Now let's look at the third marketing tool, the Tech Pack. Providing your partners with marketing material. Now let's review. The business biography is a single sheet of information that we're going to send with our introductory letter to a potential partner. The unique service proposition does double duty in that it is also sent in a second letter to a potential partner, but it's also used with clients. You can use it as a download from your website. You can send it along with estimates to potential customers, and it's a wonderful way of presenting a clear but yet concise picture of exactly what your service is. Now, the tech pack is specifically for your partners. We call it that because it's easy to carry in a service truck, and it doesn't take up a lot of space. And there are several options for you to consider. First of all, we have what we call the service review. And this is a two-sided, full-color, 4x6-inch postcard. Now, the full-color piece summarizes your service, makes a strong visual statement about your company, and of course, gives full contact information. Secondly, a matching business card. Now, this is the same design and layout as the service review postcard, but it has abbreviated information. It's easier to carry, and you can include it in your partner's leave-behind information. And then there's a postage-paid request for more information postcard. Now, this simple leave-behind takes the pressure away from an immediate decision. And when left with a homeowner after a service call with the service review card, a working spouse can be included in the discussion that evening. And then finally, we have a clear plastic carrier pouch, which is 5x8 inches. It comes from the Uline Plastic Company, and it can actually carry the postcard, the business card, and the postage paid return card without damaging any of the material. Now, as we've tested material for our tech pack over the last 3 years, we have tested brochures and we've tested different sizes of material, and our respondents have told us that the postcard is wonderful because it really does give a lot of information on the two sides. It's very professional. It slips into the plastic pouch and to be safe from water and coffee and all the things that happen inside of a service van, but it allows them to very simply hand this piece of information to a potential customer and not burden them with too much material. Now let's move to section 3, establishing relationships. How to earn the trust of every potential partner. Well, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about getting ready to begin this next stage. You now have your list. You have a way of managing the information. You now have your biography, your unique service proposition, your tech pack. If you've decided to use a number of these tools, now you're ready to begin the initial contact. Now, many attempts at networking fail because there is not a step-by-step strategy in place that can be followed and then repeated over and over. Many contractors start right in by making phone calls, and they run headlong into the no answer, leave a message, not interested wall, and they get discouraged. So to begin your efforts, here's just a simple outline strategy that has worked for hundreds of service company owners across the country, and we can attest to the fact that if you'll stick with it, you will find those valuable partners. Now, first of all, here's just some ideas. Idea number one, scheduling your call times. Most service companies are busy first thing in the morning. Truck fueling, last-minute schedule changes can make that 7 to 8 a.m. time very hectic, so we recommend that you not call then. A general guideline that we have followed is, on Monday, we have a 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon possible call time. Then Tuesday through Thursday, 9:30 in the morning to 11, and then 1 to 3 in the afternoon. And then I don't know if Fridays are the same where you are as they are in Columbus, Ohio, but on Friday we call from 9:30 to 11, and then we stop until the next week, because in our area around noon on Friday, folks are really beginning to focus on their weekend and getting their week wrapped up, getting their service trucks back in, and all of those details. Now, idea number two, scheduling your marketing days. You want to commit on paper to a schedule that you can live with. In other words, the days and times that you are going to sit down or your marketing person is going to sit down and actually begin making the contacts. You want to keep the forms on your desk so that you can see your committed schedule each time you use the phone. Now, the time goal for each day that we suggest is 20 to 30 minutes. But the most important goal is that you actually talk with two new contacts each day. Idea number three, making your prospect calls. Now that you're prepared and organized, it's time to begin calling your prospect list. Now, the goal for each day, as I mentioned, is to find two companies that will talk to you and allow you to confirm the contact information. Now, this will give you 10 new contacts a week, and in your first month, about 40 companies that you've mailed material to, they've allowed you to send and follow up, and should give you a very, very good base to get started. We're going to stay with your calling list until you reach at least two people each day that you can talk with. Now, let's just talk about a very simple step-by-step use of the material that we've now put together. Step number one, mail a short introductory letter and your biography to your first company. Step number two, on the third day after mailing, call to verify the package arrived and verify all the contact information as you inform the person on the other end that you're sending an information package to that address and you'll be calling back to make sure it arrived. Step number three, send the full second letter outlining your goals of partnership and include the following: your full color 8.5x11 unique service proposition, one plastic tech pack pouch with your full color postcard and matching business card enclosed. Step number four, on the third day after this mailing, call back and request a personal conversation with what we call the trigger puller. Whether it's the owner or the marketing director, the operations manager, you want to know at this point they've received two letters and introductory material packs from you. At this junction, it's now time to find out if they really want to talk to you. Now, you'll have somewhat of an idea at this point of what their interest level may be. Now, remember, 5 to 10 partners can make an absolutely incredible difference in your referral sales. So don't waste time trying to talk someone in to being interested. Move on until you find a hot pot prospect and then make arrangements to meet them and begin the relationship. Our next section in establishing relationships is deciding on a reward program. Now, this is an option that you may want to consider. Different companies and different categories and different industries actually treat what's called the SPIF in different ways. SPIF is an anachronism from a term that I understand comes out of the old aluminum siding days. That was a sales promotion incentive fund, the SPIF for SPIF, and that word has, of course, carried down through the decades, and now it just basically refers to some kind of a thank you gift or payment as a result of work being sent from one company to another. Now, you're just basically going to need to, first of all, decide whether you want to offer a SPIF or not. If you do, some things to consider would be, what is the reward? Is it going to be a cash? Is it going to be a check? Is it going to be a gift card, a coupon? There are many different things with value, and you'll want to consider everything from tax issues to the ability to get it to the company in a timely manner, et cetera, et cetera. The next question about a SPIF, how do they earn it? Will it be upon completion of a specific job? Will it be a percentage of a specific project? How are they actually going to earn whatever you decide that SPIF's going to be? And then, when do you send it? Will it be on the day the job is completed? Will it be, if there are large projects that are sent to you, what will be the time frame that they will actually receive their SPIF? And then, of course, finally, how much will it be? And these are just questions that you'll need to think through and decide among the leadership in your company about how you feel to best incentivize and reward a partner who is sending you the work. There are also issues like contests and promotions. You may want to think about one of the things that we have done at our company as air duct cleaners. Our average size job is in the $400 to $500 range. So we tested different SPIF programs in our initial couple of years, we found that a lot of contractors really didn't want money. They didn't want checks or cash because, of course, if it goes over $600, then you have to send a 1099. If they were splitting the SPIF or giving the SPIF to their technicians, then it needed to get into the accounting program, and there needed to be Social Security and unemployment percentages taken out. And we had a number of our partners just tell us that we needed to come up with something simple that did not involve so much paperwork and the tax information. So one of the things that you might consider would be a gift card of some type. I believe now that there are in most major grocery store chains the kiosks where you can actually purchase a gift card to a restaurant, to a clothing store. I believe they may even have the Visa and MasterCards now with different amounts on them that you can purchase and actually give a gift card to the companies. So the decision about are you going to have a reward program or not also is going to entail the details, and you're going to need to determine what the very best dividend is that you're going to offer that makes sense for your specific company. For our third and final segment on establishing relationships, we want to talk about three simple strategies for developing long-term trust. You're going to need to learn simple, non-intrusive ways that you can keep the relationship fresh and constantly show how much you appreciate the referrals that are being sent to your company. Now, we have discovered that with our partners, we don't need newsletters and large gifts, that we just simply need to follow these basic things to keep the relationship fresh and, again, non-intrusive. Number one, using the phone to contact your partner. We have decided that we will give an immediate response when a referral makes contact. We will follow up when the referral actually schedules the work with us. We will then make a confirmation call when that job is completed, and then we try to make an event out of actually sending the thank you, the reward, or the SPIF. In our case, we are using a $25 gift card, and when the air duct cleaning job is completed, the next day we will send in a number 10 envelope the gift card and a short note of thanks identifying the name and address of the person where we completed the work, and on the front of the envelope, we rubber stamp a saying that says it's payday. So the companies really kind of get to look forward to seeing those, even though they're just a $25 denomination. Secondly, you're going to promote your integrity and protect your partner's reputation. And I can tell you that this is more important to most companies than the SPIF. When there's a problem, respond like it's life or death. Drive to the customer's home and meet them personally if you feel that it's needed. Go overboard on compensation. A full refund, depending on the amount, and again, keep in mind ours is a typical $400 to $500 job. In our 3 years of testing, there were only four times that we simply could not make a customer happy that was a referral from one of our partners, and without hesitation, we gave them a full refund and, of course, notified our partner that this is what had happened. And then regular follow-up and contact. This relationship is very, very valuable. And again, the money is nice, the SPIF is nice, all of these things work together, but keep in mind that your partner is busy running their own company. They didn't want you to move in, they just simply wanted good work, they wanted to make sure that you weren't damaging their reputation, and so being, it's a good relationship for them as well. So don't overdo it, but from time to time, a small gift of appreciation, even on top of the SMIF, on top of the SPIFs, we have been known to send a thank you letter with five $1 coupons to a local coffee and donut shop, but regular follow-up and contact. Now, some of your partners, you may not hear from them for a while, and that's why an occasional phone call just to say hello, hope everything is going well with them, is so important. So use your phone to contact your partner, promote your integrity, and protect your partner's reputation by handling every problem immediately and completely, and then just a regular follow-up and contact program will keep the relationship fresh for years and years. Now, in closing, I'd like to just repeat something that I said earlier. People do business with people that they know and trust. And this is the underlying foundation of the My Fort Knox relationship networking strategy. I hope I've given you some ideas, and I hope I've given you enough information that you can give serious consideration to whether this could be a valuable addition to your marketing strategy. Just remember, a partner will promote your service, a partner increases your credibility, a partner reduces your competitors' advertising impact, a partner doesn't need to be resold again year after year, and a network of partners establishes your company with professionalism and a solid reputation throughout your area. Good luck in your work and your network building in the years ahead.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Remember, if you're serious about running a profitable business, then you just might want to attend Grandy & Associates' 3-day Basic Business Bootcamp. Check out our website for all the details at www.grandyassociates.com or call us at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractors Business Presentation of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, just give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.